The third ministerial meeting organized by FAO's Trade and Markets Division begins today at FAO headquarters in Rome. Ministers and delegates from FAO member countries will be convening to discuss this year's topic, governance and international commodity markets. David Hallam is the director of the Trade and Markets Division at FAO in Rome. He joins me now to elaborate more. Mr. Hallam, thank you for joining me.
Pleasure.
Topics of the previous ministerial meetings reflected looming issues that needed to be addressed immediately. What's happening this year within the international market to lead to the topic of governance?
Well, fortunately, this year, there are no market crises looming. But in a way, the topic for this ministerial meeting stems from the crises and the difficult market situations we had in the past, where the various price spikes over a five-year period caused a lot of people to question whether the governance arrangements surrounding agricultural commodity markets needed to be looked at again. They go back a long way in many cases. And so this was a good opportunity in a period of some calm to actually look at those bigger issues and see what's working, what isn't working. So that's the background to this topic.
And what issues will be addressed at this year's meeting?
Well, governance is a very broad concept. It's not government. We have a number of institutions that have an impact on how international commodity markets behave. You know, there are specialist commodity organizations, but there's also organizations like FAO itself, the Common Fund for Commodities, the WTO, they all have an impact. So there's an institutional element, and a lot of those institutions have been around a long time, and market circumstances have changed very significantly over that time. So there are some questions surrounding how can we strengthen the institutional structure that we have so it does a better job. So it includes all of those other less formal relationships, rules, precedents, procedures, and so on. It's a question of asking whether what we have in place is what it should be. And I think there has been a lot of concern in the last few years as a result of the price volatility that the governance arrangements in some way are not as relevant as they used to be or they need to be looked at again. So the idea of this ministerial meeting is for ministers to take a very broad view of governance and to look at all of those different aspects. And I think the other issue that we want to bring out and get the ministers to talk about, and it's noteworthy that there are many ministers coming from developing countries who are heavily dependent on commodity exports, we want them to look at not just food prices and food price volatility and how governance can impact on that, but also what about those big export crops that generate employment for millions of poor people around the world? You know, how well are the governance arrangements serving them?
In the concept note of the meeting, it mentions three questions that FAO is asking ministers to consider over the course of the week. So I would like to put those questions to you. First being, what should be the priorities of a global policy and development agenda for commodities, and how should they relate to the post-2015 agenda?
I think the one we've already mentioned, which is price volatility, and that is important not only for poor food consumers around the world, it's also important for poor food and other commodity producers. I think we also want governance which can address issues like inclusiveness. How do you integrate smallholder producers into international value chains? And how do you ensure that they are rewarded fairly?
Second question, what should international governance arrangements be expected to deliver, bearing in mind what is politically and economically feasible?
It's the same old things, really. The same considerations that we had back in the 1970s and so on, when there was a lot of international debate about governance for commodity markets. A lot of those same concerns are just as relevant today. It is things like price stability, it's transparency, markets that provide an encouraging environment for investment in commodity production for smallholders, that encourages smallholder producers to get more involved in value-added production and as a basis for economic growth, really. And then, as I said, there are these new elements which perhaps were less in the forefront in 1970s, the questions of sustainability, of how to cope with climate change. So we need those kind of governance arrangements that can provide a forum for discussing these issues and come up with some creative solutions.
And how effective are current governance arrangements in providing what is required, and how might existing institutions and arrangements be strengthened to meet these new challenges?
Well, at the moment, we have a number of institutions that serve the international commodity economy. And many of these go back to the 1960s, 1970s. And the world was a very different place then. And also, the things that they were expected to do were very different. So that's the period of the old international commodity agreements, where through manipulating global stocks of a commodity, they tried to stabilize or raise prices of commodities on world markets. All of that is gone now. And a number of commentators are saying, well, maybe we should go back to those kind of mechanisms. And I think that what we're observing as well is that a number of the donor countries are kind of making their own decisions on these institutional arrangements. And they're withdrawing from membership of some donor countries are withdrawing from membership of some of the commodity organizations. But it's being done in a very national interest kind of way. And so when this is happening, then it's putting a question mark over the viability of some of these institutions. But the thing is, this kind of institutional change is not the result of an international debate about what do we want to have in the way of governance arrangements, what should it achieve, you know. It's coming about in a piecemeal way. And these are very big issues that we need a serious international debate on. And there have been attempts in the last 10 years or so to try to get that debate going. The momentum hasn't built up. So what this ministerial meeting is about is to try to restart a serious international discussion of these issues.